Dear friends of St. John the Divine Quadra Street, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you in this somewhat limited way as you celebrate your anniversary. I'd begun to learn a little bit about the history of your church even before being asked to speak today, but in preparation for today, I did a bit more reading, and wow, what a story you have. An iron church that travels here by ship around Cape Horn, but that, oops, is a little bit noisy and leaks. A new, beautiful Gothic building that tragically suffers a major fire. A rebuild. A community of people planted in a part of Victoria who learn to love the people of that place, who learn to faithfully discern how to best serve, how to best love, how to best incarnate God's love and justice for all people. And what a weekend you're having. Not only are you celebrating your anniversary this morning, but this afternoon we ordain Stephanie and John as transitional deacons. Two beloved and gifted children of God. Gifts both to you, St. John the Divine, and to the diocese as a whole. Although I must confess that one of my eye-opening moments when I first started as bishop was when I had a regional meeting with all the clergy of the diocese, and about six clergy introduced themselves from being from St. John the Divine. And then that afternoon I was talking to Bishop Leslie of the Diocese of the Yukon, and she said she had only four clergy in her whole diocese, I think is what she said at that point. And I sort of had to laugh. And while I know you've had to say goodbye to Patrick and to Kevin in the past year, and that Bill Tarter is on sabbatical, I know that you are deeply, deeply blessed, and I think you know this, to have the faithful and capable leadership of Alistair, of Stephanie, of John, of David as your remarkable and gifted music director. And I know there are so many other faithful and dedicated lay people who offer their gifts and abilities to make this a church for all people in the heart of Victoria. As I think you know, your anniversary is a bit late. You should have celebrated last year, 160, not 160 plus one, as you do this year. For your church was consecrated on September 13th, 1860. Of course, we can't imagine 1860 really, or I can't, and they probably couldn't imagine the 2020s. I'm not even sure I can imagine the rest of the 2020s. In the fall of 2019, my colleague Christine and I were asked to teach a course at Sorrento Retreat Center in the summer of 2020. You know how that went, the course was canceled. But before it was canceled, we came up with a title, which was The Church in the Turbulent 2020s. We had a feeling the 2020s were going to be turbulent, but little did we know just how turbulent they were going to be. We are living in these 2020s in liminal times, in in-between times. What was for us as a society, for church, for religion, for the economy, for politics, for media, for all of it is passing away, and what is coming is not yet clear. We are living in a time of tremendous challenge, but also of tremendous potential. And my message to you, in this liminal season, St. John the Divine, in these turbulent 20s, is continue to be awake, as I know you are, to the challenges of the day, to who is being left out, to who needs to be included and cared for, to what parts of God's creation are groaning, are in need of our care and our stewardship. But also, don't forget to see the potential. Don't forget to see the hand of God at work, birthing something new in amongst us. For God is always out in the world, six steps ahead of us, beckoning us to join him, to join her there. The story of this church, the story of the Church Universal, is always a story of hope and resurrection, of facing challenges and setbacks head on, and working together, working with God to create something new, something life-giving. We all learn for a return to something that might look like normal. We all yearn to take off the mask, to stop with the distancing and the restrictions. but we're not there yet. And at the same time, I think over these past months, we've all learned to be a little bit more humble, a little bit more loving, a little bit more real with one another. Bless Alistair and David and all of you who've helped do a remarkable job of live streaming and Zooming. Bless all of you for keeping the food bank open through COVID, for continuing your involvement with GVAT. The Holy Spirit is at work, reminding us that the important thing is not going to church, but being church. Yes, this is the first time in 106 years that St. John has had to Zoom, but Zoom you have, and God is still with you. And at the 200th anniversary, this will just be another part of your remarkable story of resilience and resurrection. COVID has not really been a blessing, but it has done a few things for us. And I think it's helped the church reconnect with the ancient and ever new reality that church is not a building. Yes, our buildings are beautiful and useful, but really they're just bricks and mortar, stone and wood. The church is not a building, but the gathering of God's beloved, letting themselves, committing themselves to be built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood of all believers, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. It's always and ever, always and always will be true that we are people called to live into our vocation to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Today's words from Scripture are just as true, just as life-giving today. And so in closing, St. John the Divine, the church for all people in the heart of Victoria, I'd encourage you to think of today not just as celebrating and looking back at the past 161 years, but as a day as you look forward in hope to the next year, to the next decade, to the next century, knowing that just as God has been faithful to you in the past, so will God shepherd you into the future. And so in closing, I offer a prayer that I've borrowed from our Lutheran friends that they call the Prayer of Good Courage. Let us pray. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Happy anniversary and blessings on your journey into the next years.